The Healing School Magazine, October 2019 edition, featuring beautiful recollections, highlights of the 2019 Summer Session First Healing Service. Also inside this edition, a message from Pastor Chris, the transforming power of God's Word. My Healing School Experience. Healthy living, hand washing. Faith's proclamations of healing and health. And the prayer of salvation. Taking healing to the nations.
A message by Pastor Chris. The transforming power of God's Word. Opening scripture, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Imagine that a certain wonder drug, with the ability to cure any kind of sickness, disease or pain, has just been produced. It's an all-round drug that can heal the body of anything. If you were barren, it would help you conceive. If you were anorexic or bulimic, it would cure the eating disorder. If you were bald, it would make your hair grow again. If you were sick with a terminal disease, it would heal it. It could do just anything. If such a drug were possible, it would be in very high demand all over the world. Even if they aren't sick, many people would like to have it, just in case anything happened. Incidentally, the Word of God is that drug. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 22 says, "The Word is life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus' disciples asked him why he taught the people in parables, and Jesus explained that only the disciples had been granted revelation knowledge of the mysteries and secret truths of the kingdom of God, which the rest of the people had not been granted. In other words, the disciples had an understanding imparted to them that the people didn't have. Then, in the 15th verse, the Lord said something remarkable. "For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." The word "converted" here doesn't mean a change from sinner to saint. It means a transformation of the condition of a man's life. So Jesus was actually saying that if any time the people have revelation knowledge imparted to their spirits, there'll be a transformation. The results are automatic. The Word of God has been programmed that way. If you see it with your eyes, hear with your ears, and understand with your heart, there'll be a transformation and God's healing power will be manifested. The Word of God actually functions like a step-up converter. It transforms you from one level of glory to another. The focus of Jesus' teaching here is the importance of having revelation knowledge. If you're born again and the Holy Spirit lives in you, revelation knowledge has been granted you. The Holy Spirit is the one who imparts the understanding of God's Word to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." The Holy Spirit helps you hear, see, and understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. If you accept and receive the revelation knowledge that He brings to you, there'll be a conversion in your condition and a transformation in the circumstances of your life. When you understand this truth, you'll understand that God doesn't choose to heal one and not the other. He said, "When you see, hear, and understand my word, you'll be healed. There's no option. My healing power is in my word.
Taking healing to the nations.
Every day of our lives, we make choices. We make choices on what to eat, what to wear, where to go. Choices about almost everything in life. But when it comes to what to read, you need to make the right choice. A choice that will inspire faith in your heart to live a healthy, prosperous, and vibrant life, free of diseases and infirmities. The Healing School Magazine, your one-stop tool for healthy living. Download your free copy of the Healing School Magazine today at www.enterthehealingschool.org.
Feature story, Beautiful Recollections. Highlights of the 2019 Summer Session First Healing Service. The Healing School is a unique place of possibilities. Thousands come from across the globe just to be in this incredible atmosphere of faith where the tangible presence of God is manifested and the scriptures come alive as miracles unfold. For many, their stories begin with chronicles of discomfort and disease, of how their lives became meaningless because of the limitations placed on them by various ailments and infirmities. Handicapped and unable to help themselves, depression and feelings of frustration are prevalent. The turning point, always, is when light shines through the darkness with news about the Healing School. Faith and hope stir in their hearts when they hear of the man of God, Pastor Chris. And when this faith meets the power of God, the results are amazing miracles that prove the efficacy of God's word. The first healing service of the 2019 Summer Session with Pastor Chris in Canada was a special day for transforming lives. Thousands from far and wide came to witness the compassionate love of Christ toward mankind. Indeed, it was an extraordinary time arranged by God for the miraculous. The service unfolded with moments of fervent intercession, rapturous worship, prayers of thanksgiving, and faith-filled affirmations that ushered the attendees to greater dimensions of fellowship with the Spirit of God. Excitement and expectations were palpable in the atmosphere as the congregation listened to the riveting testimonies and awesome accounts of several people whose lives were transformed, restored, and turned around when they made that journey of faith to the Healing School. These were demonstrations of faith and triumph over dire conditions and circumstances. For 52 long years, Fiona Macy's life was one long struggle as she tried her best to cope with chronic kidney disease, a condition she had had from birth. Daily experiences of headaches, nausea, weight problems, eating problems, poor memory, and lack of concentration marred her life. Hoping for a change, Fiona attended the Healing School for that one word from God that would shine the light and quell the darkness. Now, all Fiona talks about is the new chapter of her life that is full of glory and radiant light. She is free at last. Ronnie Corkus suffered from Erdheim-Chester disease, a rare blood disease that was accompanied by symptoms like fever, night sweats, fatigue, weakness, and weight loss. This was the condition in which Ronnie came to the Healing School, where he received his miracle after the man of God, Pastor Chris, ministered to him. Now Ronnie is completely healed and testifies to his clean bill of health. Free from depression, 36-year-old Nadia Toko talked about how she suffered spiritual attacks and post-traumatic stress disorder before she came to the Healing School.
These conditions led to abnormal behaviors, such as vicious mood swings, suicidal impulses, vivid hallucinations, and much more. When she met Pastor Chris at the healing school, a new phase began in her life, replete with testimonies of peace, prosperity, and increase. Joy and thanksgiving filled many hearts, and expectations heightened as they listened to testimonies that proved the immeasurable love of God. For those in the hall who awaited their time of visitation, they were confident that their stories too would end in praise and triumph. It was with these thoughts that all raised their hands towards the heavens in praise of the Father's majesty. Reverent cries gave way to loud cheers and shouts of joy, heralding the arrival of the man of God, Pastor Chris, at the healing service. The man of God ministered to the sick, commanding infirmities to leave the bodies of those they had afflicted. There were miracles everywhere as cancers checked out and blood conditions were healed. Burdens lifted and debilitating ailments became history. Many expressed their profound delight, with dancing and rejoicing, gleefully doing what they hitherto could not do. It was a new glorious day for them. For 4 years, Grace Michael suffered fatigue, joint pain, stiffness, swelling and rashes. These were as a result of an autoimmune disease that caused her immune system to attack her body rather than defend it. Grace tried to manage the condition, but life was difficult as she had to depend on medications to enable her function normally. Attending the Healing School summer session was an act of faith, and she came with hope that this debilitating illness would come to an end. Strength came to Grace when the man of God ministered to her. Pastor Chris declared her healed, and she got up rejoicing, thanking the Lord, for her body had been restored to normal. 62-year-old Henry Hidwai was diagnosed with spinal cord compression and chronic back pain. Despite the treatments and physical therapy sessions, the pain and discomfort did not abate over time. As the years passed, the situation worsened, with the pain spreading to his legs and weakening his lower extremities. Unable to walk properly, Henry had to rely on a walking stick to minimize the pain as much as possible when he moved. When the man of God, Pastor Chris, prayed for Henry at the healing school, there was relief and bliss as the pain disappeared. Henry lifted his hands in praise to God, walking without any inhibitions for the first time in years. Glory to God! Before this glorious day at the healing school, Veka Kokeva could barely remember what it was like to live without pain. At 84, she had lived with constant aches and pain all over her body for 45 years, more than half of her life. Without a specific diagnosis, Veka tried various alternatives to alleviate the pain, but to no avail. Her encounter with the power of God as Pastor Chris ministered was all she needed. The pain stopped completely and Veka was overwhelmed at God's goodness, running freely with renewed vigor. Franziska Agahowa, a 58-year-old lady from Switzerland, came to the healing school in dire need of a change in her life. Having suffered from multiple sclerosis and high blood pressure for more than 25 years, she had gone through many phases as her health deteriorated. In the course of time, Franziska had resorted to a walker when her legs could no longer support independent movement. She had become blind in one eye, and she endured sleepless nights due to migraines and constant pain. A new life, free of pain and sickness, dawned for Franziska when she got one touch from the Master. Walking unaided, she was delighted at the awesome miracle that had brought the transformation she hitherto desired. Praise the Lord! The celebrations continued as the man of God, Pastor Chris, led the congregation in victorious affirmations of divine help. He exhorted those who had just received their healing to maintain focus on the Word and to proclaim their miracles always. Then he made a call for those who would receive salvation and accept Jesus into their hearts. He also expounded deep truths from the Word of God and blessed everyone present with increased grace and renewed strength. It was with great joy and conviction that many came forward to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus over their lives as the man of God made an altar call. Thereafter, Pastor Chris specially thanked the partners of the Healing School for the marvelous work that they do. He released special blessings on all present, divine utterances of favor, and special promotions. Indeed, the first healing service of the 2019 Healing School Summer Session was divinely orchestrated for signs and wonders, and the testimonies will continue to reverberate the good news of God's healing power. Glory to God! For more reports from the 2019 Summer Session with Pastor Chris in Canada, or for information on how to participate in the next Healing School Session, please visit www.enterthehealingschool.org. God bless you.
The healing ministry of Pastor Chris is changing lives and restoring hopes all around the world, and you can be a part of this. Here are three of the many reasons you should partner with us. You join forces with our man of God, Pastor Chris, in taking the healing power of God to a dying world, causing many more to be healed. You help spread the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. Your partnership is an affirmation and celebration of the life of health and strength that you enjoy in Christ. Sign up now to become a partner with the Healing School today at www.enterthehealingschool.org/partnership. God bless you.
My Healing School Experience.
My name is Leticia Negron from Milk and Honey Ministries in Chile. We started a church in Chile where many people came, and we saw the glory of God. After some time, the persecution started, and we suffered so many attacks. Some of the attacks were even from within the church community, because many didn't think a woman should be allowed to preach. At some point, I doubted that God sent me there. My ministry was thoroughly stuck. I went through a lot, and I lost everything. I saw myself as a disappointment to God and everyone else. I was trapped in the lies of the devil. Still, I had this fire inside of me, and when I prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to heal me, He said to me, "I called you. Don't be afraid. Trust me." Then I received an invitation to attend the Healing School, and I knew that the Lord was going to perform a miracle. I came with the knowing that this would be my time to come alive again as a minister of God. On the healing service day, the Lord woke me up by 5 a.m. and He ministered to me saying, "I'm going to breathe life into your spirit through the man of God, Pastor Chris, and you're going to come alive. You will fulfill what I sent you to do in Chile." What the Holy Spirit told me was my exact experience at the healing school. I was so excited that day. As we entered the place, it was so full of the anointing. You could feel the Holy Spirit. It was like being in another world. The whole place was full of God. Every song, every moment of prayer was powerful. This encouraged us and made our faith grow. I saw people from different parts of the world. I saw many flags representing more nations than I had ever seen before. It was so amazing. Pastor Chris walked in. and as he touched the people, they got healed. There were hundreds of people rejoicing for their miracles. It all happened so fast. I felt like a little girl as I looked at everything in awe and wonder. My eyes saw God moving as he did in the book of Acts. The Bible came alive. For many years, I had prayed to God to let me see the miraculous. Not because I didn't believe that he could do miracles, but because I wanted to have that experience. So when I saw these things at the healing school, there was a change in my life. It's very important to have the Spirit of God change you. Something breaks and the darkness is pushed away. The power of the Lord wells up inside you, and you're full of light after such an encounter. Miracles make you stronger and encourage you to put the power of God inside you to work. I'm so grateful to the man of God, Pastor Chris. When I came to the healing school, I saw so much love around me. And now I understand why. You have Jesus alive inside of you, and all of us can see it. Thank you for giving your life as a sacrifice to be such a powerful man of God. Thank you for following your calling and obeying the Lord's instructions. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here. You invited us and made sure that we all received from God. Thank you for sharing love and being a model to us all. Watching the man of God, Pastor Chris, and hearing the word of God from him did something to me. My faith felt as new as when I first gave my heart to Jesus. Now I understand so many things that I didn't understand before. Then the man of God ministered to me. I never expected to see so much love inside just one person. As he stood close to me, I could see the light coming out from him. He is so humble, and he made me feel welcome and comfortable. The man of God blew on my face, and the breath of life came upon me and inside me. I could feel the impartation from my head to my toes, and I held that close. As I was going back home, I knew that what God has always wanted to happen in my nation through me would happen. My faith that I had been sent to do something specific had been restored. When you've had your own supernatural experience with God, nothing can make you doubt ever again. You'll walk in another level of authority. It will show when you talk and when you speak to people. So, I was ready and strengthened, confident that the power to manifest God in Chile is in me. I knew that I would return with great testimonies.
Leticia Negron is a minister of the gospel. Following her extraordinary experience at the healing school, she has impacted many through her ministry. She spreads the good news with fervor and great zeal. Through her efforts, the knowledge of Christ has increased among many in her nation, Chile. Leticia also invites other men and women of God to be part of the wonders at the healing school, saying,
"You don't want to miss this experience. There's a river flowing here for you to come and drink from the Spirit. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will touch your heart and your mind right now, giving you revelation and understanding. Come open and ready to receive, and you'll not leave the same. I am testifying now that I am not the same person who came to the healing school, and that will be your testimony too."
For more information on how to participate in healing school sessions, kindly visit www.enterthehealingschool.org or send a mail to inquiries@enterthehealingschool.org. God bless you.
Healthy living, hand washing.
Hand washing is an easy way to prevent infection. It limits the transfer of bacteria, viruses, and other microbes. As one touches people, surfaces, and objects throughout the day, one accumulates germs on one's hands. In turn, infection can occur when one touches one's eyes, nose, or mouth after contact with these germs. Tuesday, the 15th of October, is Global Hand Washing Day. And here are some things to share with your friends to universally promote this culture of personal hygiene. Wash your hands often. Wash your hands after using the restroom. Always wash when you first step into the house, whether after a long day at the office or from shopping. Wash your hands often when caring for someone who is sick or when tending to babies. Wash your hands before preparing food and also at regular intervals throughout the day. Use sanitizers containing at least 60% alcohol only as an alternative when soap and water aren't available. Wash your hands long enough. Most people spend an average of 6 seconds washing their hands, but this is inadequate to effectively kill germs. Apply soap and water to your hands and rub continuously for 20 seconds, remembering to scrub under your nails and between fingers. Then rinse off with water. You can hum the Happy Birthday song twice to help you reach the recommended time. Dry your hands properly. Germs breed easily in moist environments, so leaving the sink with wet or damp hands will make it easier to pick up more microbes from surfaces you touch. Paper towels are highly recommended as more effective for drying your hands, but if left with a blow dryer, ensure you spend enough time until your hands are totally dry. To help keep your hands clean, use a paper towel or handkerchief to open the door when exiting the bathroom or kitchen. Use cold water when washing your hands. It's true that heat kills germs, but in water, that's usually at boiling temperatures. Avoid using hot water too often to stop your skin from drying out. Cold or tepid water will work effectively for keeping your hands clean when used with soap and the right hand washing techniques. Choose your soap carefully and take care of it. There's little evidence to support guaranteed results for cleaner hands from using antibacterial soap rather than the simple bar of soap that's easier to find. In fact, some studies show that active ingredients in some antibacterial products may affect hormonal functions and the body's immunity after long-term use, so you might want to stick to a regular soap. Bearing in mind that bacteria thrive in moist areas, endeavor to store your soap in a dry place and rinse the soap in water before lathering. If you use liquid soap in a refillable dispenser, thoroughly rinse out and wash the bottle before each refill. Use sealed liquid soap refills for public restroom dispensers.
Taking healing to the nations.
Faith's proclamations of healing and health. Opening scripture, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. It's the Father's delight to answer your prayers. It's His good pleasure to give you the wonderful treasures of His kingdom. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Therefore, never doubt His willingness to answer you speedily when you pray. The Bible lets us know that He has ordained you to receive answers to prayers. John chapter 15, verse 16. Jesus said that when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it. It's that simple. Pray, believe, and receive. The word receive in the Greek is lambano, and it's an active word. It means to take hold of something, to seize it and make it yours. So when you pray with your spirit, take hold of that which you've asked for, seize it and make it yours. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. John chapter 16, verse 23. Thanks be unto God. This is that set time. We've come into that day that Jesus was referring to. There's no need to look for someone to pray to God for you. There's no need to cry and keep reminding God of your troubles. Just ask, believe, and receive. Confessions. The life and nature of God are at work in me, in every fiber of my being, in every cell of my blood, and in every bone of my body. I'm an overcomer, victorious and triumphant over sickness and disease. I'm superior to the devil and the negative systems of this world. I declare that I am a victor in this life. I refuse to be dominated by the forces of darkness or the forces of this world. Rather, I dominate my environment and I reign over sickness and disease, over demons of darkness, over death. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. The life of God is in me. Therefore, all fear is gone. My success, health, prosperity, and long life are assured. I declare that I am complete in Christ. Nothing is lacking in my body, soul, or spirit. Everything that is supposed to be in me is there, and nothing needs to be added or taken out. The Word of God is working in me. It's working in my body, in my mind, and in my spirit. The law of the Spirit of life is working in me. Therefore, everything about me is full of life. There is no death in any area of my life or in my body. I am living the good life God has planned ahead of time for me to live, a life of divine health, success, and victory. I live in absolute victory over sickness, disease, and poverty today and always. No weapon of darkness fashioned against me shall prosper, because I live in the name of Jesus. I've been delivered from sin, sickness, and death, and catapulted into God's realm of life, where I reign victoriously with Christ every day. God's word is producing the result of what it talks about in my body. The word of God is life and health to my body. Its transforming power is changing the circumstances of my life and causing my health to spring forth. Hallelujah!
Special appreciation to all esteemed Healing School partners for the most successful 2019 Healing School Summer Session in Canada. Thousands came from all around the world to receive divine healing in the bodies. The power of God was mightily manifested, and many received healing, restoration, and salvation. It was indeed a celebration of the miraculous like no other. There were several testimonies of God's healing power in the lives of many who were in attendance.
We're praising God with thanksgiving, with great expectation in our hearts. The doctors had whatever they had to say, but we were doing that behind the scenes. And we made the results exactly what we wanted.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yes! I am healed. No more leg ulcers.
You can walk and stand a long time.
I could stand. I could ride bike. Yeah, I ride bike. Yes, I can do all those things again.
You made it happen through your partnership. Thank you, dear partners, for being God's outstretched arm of love and compassion to the sick around the world.
Partners of the Healing School, thank you for being partners. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for changing lives around the world.
Thank you for making the 2019 Healing School Summer Session in Canada a huge success. You still have the opportunity to redeem your pledge towards the Summer Session if you are yet to do so. Join us as we take healing to many more around the world through our various outreaches and programs in the remaining part of the year. Healing School Partners, together taking healing to the nations.
Prayer of Salvation. If you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, then say this prayer, believing with all your heart. O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that God raised him from the dead, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life today. I receive, by faith, remission of sins for my soul.
Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. If you just said that prayer, please send an email to feedback@enterthehealingschool.org. God bless you. We believe you've been blessed by this and other editions of the Healing School magazine. Share your testimonies with us at testimonies@enterthehealingschool.org. Taking healing to the nations.